Hey, hello. Welcome to Chic Conversations with Linda
and Andrea. We talk about anything and everything through real life observations and experiences.
Come and get inspired, uplifted, and wise with us.
Wise?
Yes, wise.
Yes, wise.
Yay!
Come along.
Today is beautiful. Today is beautiful in so many ways. My son turned 16 today.
Sixteen.
I mean, I love him so much. He is one of those people that he doesn't worry about anything, no pictures, no nothing. And I asked him, I was like, okay, so where do you want to go? What do you want to do? What do you want? I've been asking him from the beginning of the year, what do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Nothing. He just goes, I want to have dinner with my family and I want to work tomorrow. And I love that. He reminds me to just be appreciative and
content.
Just be grateful for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love sons. I only have one son. That is kind of the chill energy that I appreciate. That's what he's always teaching. Oh gosh, unbothered is the best. But anyways, do you know that April marks the end of the first quarter?
So how many quarters? So there are three quarters, right?
Quarter means four. But this is the first quarter is over. But I feel like this first 3 months has been a whole year already.
But especially in March, I mean, it felt like a whole year.
Yeah.
Like spring, I mean, this quarter, the first quarter, January, February, March, felt like a whole year.
Felt like 5 years.
And we, the last episode,
we were so excited about spring. It was
exactly.
Beautiful. And then it felt like
spring.
The world crashed.
Exactly. But then we need to encourage people to keep on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, keep on. Because is this one of those times that like there's so much going on. So much going on in your life, mm-hmm. in my life, mm-hmm. you know, that we were just like, I was even thinking like, should we record today? Should we not? But this brings me so much joy.
Yeah.
And, you know, just to come out here and just like, hey, apart from everything that's going on.
Yeah.
You know,
what I love, and I think it's therapeutic, is anytime you can get your thoughts out of your head, it may be in conversation, maybe in journaling, just to get it out. Because when you think about something, you can overthink and think yourself into a poor state.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's hard, and it's different seasons for everybody. Some people, this is the best time of their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some, we share distress in, we have friends that have had some diagnosis, that have procedures, that are not feeling well, people that are have conflicts in their lives, immediate world.
Yeah.
So that feels kind of like the walls are closing in a
exactly.
little bit. Exactly. But the beauty of it is we still show up. We still work out.
Yep.
We still say our prayers.
Yep.
We still anchor ourselves in God.
Yep.
And then all the things that are coming at you have a perspective of this too shall pass,
yeah.
but it
yeah.
needs to pass quickly. But
midst of like a turmoil, whatever mm-hmm. you're going through, just keep moving, keep going,
mm-hmm.
because things are just going to, you know, like, hey, you can hear good news one day,
mm-hmm.
and the next minute you hear something else.
Mm-hmm.
The next minute you're like, you know, looking for something. You mm-hmm. can't, you know, you're just like so confused. But then just keep moving, keep
yeah.
going, keep, like what you said, keep grounded.
Yeah.
Keep grounded in your faith. Keep centered. Know who you are. Know how to get out. If there is something that makes you just get out of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, just like, hey, if it's reading your Bible,
mm-hmm.
if it's working out, if it's calling a friend, if it's going for therapy, anything that's therapeutic,
mm-hmm.
just do it. But keep moving.
Yeah.
Keep moving. Because life is going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going at a fast speed. It's going at a fast speed. But you have to always center yourself. Wake up every day and do the things that you can do
yeah.
to just keep going.
It's good to have routine.
It's
good to keep to your routine. I've talked to a lot of people. I was talking to someone yesterday that said typically how they've coped in the past is by just staying in bed and just wallowing in whatever they're going through or grabbing a bottle of something that they will probably regret the next day. But they've realized they're in their growth process of where they can just say, you know what, let me stick to the routine of movement, of grounding, of being surrounded by positivity and reading and exposing yourself. Stay grounded. And that changed my perspective. Sometimes just kind of get out of your situation and have a bird's eye view. In 10 years, how will this be impactful? Then you can move accordingly towards exactly. the outcome that you want.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. And I was talking to a friend the other day. She hasn't spoken to her mother over 15 years, a long time. I mean, like, there's just some... There's a lot of healing that needs to be done.
Yeah.
There's some hurt, you know, both sides, both ways, you know. But it's just like, so she had the opportunity to meet the mom this past week.
Oh, man.
And it was bittersweet because they just, the relationship just could not heal. They could not get to the point of sitting down and having the conversation and talking and healing. You know, the mom just walked away when she approached her mom. So there's so much hurt. So imagine 15 years plus. So this is what I tell her. You know, I told her yesterday, I was like, you know what? You did the best you can do for yourself, you know. But there is a lot of healing. You need to heal. Your mom needs to heal. But then you guys need to, at some point, maybe not now is not the right time, but at some point, you guys have to come together and sit down and have a conversation, a tough conversation. And this is rooted from childhood. You know, if you talk about roots, roots is like buried. And you have to go to the root. You have to go really down in order to dig it out.
In the dark,
in the dirt, in order to pull it out and get the roots out and figure that out. But it's, you can't heal on the surface without going to the root.
Yeah.
You know, so this is what I'm telling her. It's something that's really deep and is rooted, but you have to go deep and fix it and figure it out. Healing has to happen.
Yeah.
But then it's sad because after 15 years, they just could not get to the point when they met this week of just coming to that.
Yeah.
It was a brief meeting, accidentally.
Wow.
But then just nothing, no conversation, nothing. So it's sad. So I say this to say everybody's going through stuff, you know, and some hurt, some healing, some sadness, some turmoil. But at the same time, you have to also keep moving.
Yeah.
You have to also keep going. And I told her, you have to keep step by step, one foot in front of the other, and just keep moving forward.
The important thing is when the other person is not ready for reconciliation or healing, or reconciliation rather, the work you must do is for yourself. It's for you to work towards forgiving of yourself, whatever caused the conflict, forgiving the other, so that even if they don't ever reconcile with you, you've reconciled with them. So that when, if they choose to give you the whatever you needed from them, golly, you, the continual work, like we said last month, of sweeping the floor of your soul. And you have to be so consistent. You have to be so diligent in working on yourself. And I was talking to one of my kids this past week that had a huge conflict. Sometimes, you know, you from the other side of wisdom, you're like, oh my God, that's not even worth having conflict over. But because everybody has to go through their age and their process, it became bigger. And she was just so impressed at the distance between love and hate, because and hate is a strong word, love is a strong word, but her point was, and you remember that movie, it's a thin line between love and hate. But you have to keep living to understand that phrase, that you can, you and I are sitting here, we can be so in love with each other, and one word can trigger, one word can sour your soul, one word can turn your heart towards mine. And for me, even though it's like, okay, she's working through, work through what you have to work through, I look around and I say, man, and that phrase has gone deep into my heart, to say it's really, really a thin line. Like the mother and child that you were talking about, there was a time this mother probably held this baby, loved this child so much.
Yeah.
And then she couldn't imagine a time where 15 years will pass and they will not speak, and they're both alive.
Yeah.
It does not take that much for us to, for our hearts to turn against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that, how you treat the people you love. Because love is a privilege, because it takes a moment for it to turn. And think about the people in your life that you're no longer in relationship with, or people that you like that mother and child, that, oh my God, there was a time a baby shower was thrown and she was like, oh my God, my baby, my baby. And now she turns her back.
Mm-hmm.
and they may never reconcile.
Studies say that there's 90% of things that you speak or remember are sometimes made up. So you go back to, you make it up. And you know, we have the conversation in our head.
And you remember how awful they are, even though they're not awful.
And they're not awful. And then you come up with a story of something. And then in your head, you come up with this narrative of this person and the story, and you make it up.
And it's true to you.
It's so true to you. And then this is why sometimes, right, if you talk about the past with maybe your sister or your mom or whoever, they're like, hey, remember, mm-hmm. and like they have a different story. They don't remember the same thing, because you remember something because you came up with your own story and you wrapped it up in a present and you make it your own beautiful story. But then someone does not have, even if you grew up in the same household, they don't have the story as you. You know, my sister came up to me once, she goes, I can't remember that. I don't remember if I had a big, you always had birthday parties, you know, when you were growing up, but I don't think I've had birthday parties, you know. So in her head, she totally forgot. And then we had to go back and look at pictures and say, oh, remember when you were 12? She goes, oh, I thought that was yours. No, that was yours. But then things are made up in your head. This is what I told my friend, like, maybe your mom has made up things. And maybe you have made up things.
And you can't get into their head.
Exactly. You can't. Because you're over 40 now. You're grown. You have your family. You know, she's grown. You both are adults. She's still treating you like a kid. And you're an adult. And you're still, there's a lot of healing. There's a lot of root, you know. So I say all this to say, like, if you're going through anything, you know, like conflict or anything or whatever, just go through the root of anything. Yeah. Because there's always something that's dug deep in the dirt.
It's just like the dirt. It's just like when you say, I want to buy a yellow car.
Yeah.
And that's all you see on the street.
Yeah.
Your spouse always leaves their socks in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
And that now that's all they do.
Yes.
Anywhere your mind is made up, that's all they do. So you despise someone, they're always this way. They're always that way. Guess what? You're going to see more of that. And it's going to be so magnified. You're going to be so irritated. Or if you love them, all you see is what you love about them.
Exactly.
And you're like, oh my God, listen, they're smelling like flowers again.
Exactly.
And then if you turn your heart against them, you're going to go, oh my God, they're smelling like freaking flowers again. So what? Yeah, it's like what you loved, once you turn your heart and you tell yourself a different story about how irritated you are about that, that's all you see.
Exactly.
It's incredible how our mind works.
It's really incredible.
That's why it takes a lot of discipline to be able to drive put a GPS on your emotions and your heart and the narratives you tell yourself, so that it's not about her.
Mm-hmm.
It's about you.
Mm-hmm.
What you think, how you are, reflects more about you.
Exactly.
More about them. The reality of it is most of our problems are relationship problems.
Yes.
Most of them. It's your boss at the job, is your coworker, is your person, is your family members. So when you can learn to manage yourself with people, to realize that most people have different personalities and that is okay. To know when to give yourself space and to know when to move closer.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can manage and enjoy people. Enjoying people is a choice. There will always be someone that talks too much when you prefer silence. There'll be someone that is too silent when you prefer conversations. But you cannot just be going by the whim of what you prefer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let people completely be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And you can have a choice of removing yourself and then coming back and not demonizing what you don't prefer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that. Mm-hmm. And then in the last episode, we talked about spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about this and I forgot. I was like, oh gosh, we should have talked about, I don't know if we mentioned it, but spring cleaning.
Mm. Kind of lightening up.
We talked about
what makes spring beautiful.
Exactly. Yeah. But then I want us to talk about spring cleaning. Every time when we get into spring break, which I did not because my house is, I need to get to this when I get home because my house is under renovations, right?
Mm-hmm.
But every springtime, spring break, what we do is we spring clean. Mm-hmm. So I tell my kids to go through their clothes, mm-hmm. take out the things that they cannot wear, mm-hmm. you know, that they no longer wear, they no longer fit, they no longer like, or mm-hmm. they've not worn in like a year. Mm-hmm. You know, take everything out, go into the closets, take out, they no longer play with toys mm-hmm. or anything, but we're taking everything out, mm-hmm. you know. So what we're doing is now we're decluttering mm-hmm. and we're just like making the house open it up for new things. Mm-hmm. So it's just like this is a supernatural, natural, you know, correlation. Like when you spring clean your life, open it up for some new things. Take out, you know, there's sometimes you just have to sit with yourself and just kind of spring clean what's no longer fit for you in that season. Spring clean what's no longer meant for you in that season. Just like take a deep analysis of your life. Just sit down and say, okay, what is it for me? In this season, what am I? Spring clean so you can open up to new things. Because imagine you cannot be gifted with new things if your heart or your life is full of clutter. If your room or whatever is full of clutter, you have no space for new things.
You can't even find it if you get it.
If you get it. Because imagine you have all these shoes, mm-hmm. like, because I, one time, I love shoes mm-hmm. and I love like collecting shoes and stuff. But then one time I was looking at, you know, through the shoes and I put them in, you know, buckets and all that mm-hmm. stuff, right, in the garage. And I'm like, I've not worn these in 5 years. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wear them mm-hmm. again, mm-hmm. you know, because if it's not worn in 5 years, you're not going to wear them. Right. So I decided to give those away, mm-hmm. decided to just declutter and give everything away because I couldn't find those mm-hmm. shoes. Because you wear them, you can't find mm-hmm. them because mm-hmm. they're all under the dig in the depth.
That is, I love that because there's, maybe it's just me, but I know that the way I enjoy a clean space, freshly clean space is so beautiful. Then you see your perspective is different. Your energy is different when you have a clean house, when you have a clean closet, when everything is arranged and organized in a way. And then, you know, because we are human and we have little people in our world, before you know it, the pantry that you just are so proud that is so clean, it's disorganized. So mm-hmm. you have to make time to come back and reset and reorganize mm-hmm. and be re-energized with fresh energy. Just as you can do that with your spirit. You can read some, you can dive into a new study. You can do that with your mind. You can read a new book. You can have this conversation is for my mind because it just refreshes and gives me energy. And you can do that with your body. You can change how you move. You can decide to learn boxing. You can go back to what you used to love that you've abandoned. And then you rediscover yourself. You can even spring clean how you spend your time, who gets your time. And then you can be exposed completely to, oh, there I am. Not because, even when you talk about your kids' old shoes and old clothes, those clothes, once you love them, you bought them, you were like, you put it up, you're like, oh, do I want to spend $95 on this or $2.49 on that? And soon it becomes nothing to you. It will be value to someone that you will give it to. So the same way with all the gifts that we love in our lives, sometimes you just have to release them so you can get a different perspective. Maybe you will miss your old shoes. Maybe if you give it to your sister, she wears it to a party, you see her loving it, you'll be like, sis, I'm gonna need that back for Christmas or something. Mm-hmm. So it's part of the problem with loyal people. I am a loyal person, so spring cleaning can be, you can turn it into emotional. Instead of just saying, that's just a dress I haven't worn, or that's just something that brings me distress, why am I holding on? But for some of us that have the same phone number since 1999, we love to add emotions to things and say, oh, it makes me feel so good. This used to be my baby's baby shoes. For what? Now there's no room in the closet for their track shoes.
Exactly.
Because you're holding on to baby shoes.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I see all that. There's real life analogies there to just take the time to be intentional with yourself, with your space, the space in your heart, the space in your home, the space in your journey as you go to say, you know what, I'm just going to take one step. Maybe you're not going to declutter the whole space. Maybe you're just going to declutter a little bit of space just to make room for new. Mm-hmm. And then you'll be surprised. Even as life gets hard, as the harder life gets, the more I want to take one step at a time. Because looking at the whole picture of, oh my God, this is happening. We have a friend that is like going through a lot of medical stuff. Okay, I can help with the medical stuff, but I can do this one thing for her. So that is for me, okay, I'm contributing a little bit. Mm-hmm. I cannot do all the things, but I can do something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good. Mm-hmm. One word comes to mind, what you mentioned is time. Mm. And time is just so important, mm-hmm. because time can steal, time can rob you, time can, you know, everybody's given time, mm-hmm. right? But then you're taking time to spring clean. You're taking time to help people. Mm-hmm. You're taking time to just like really analyze, you know, sit down and be with yourself, mm-hmm. and see what is good, what's not good, what should I do? You're taking time to, mm-hmm. just be with yourself. Mm-hmm. You're taking time too to help, mm-hmm. The friend, mm-hmm. that's going through so much, mm-hmm. you know, but then a step by step by step, mm-hmm. but we're taking time. Time is very important and time is very valuable. Yes. Prioritize your time, allocate your time. Time is very valuable, mm-hmm. time is very important, mm-hmm. but then you also have to know, because time is not even stopping for nobody. You're going.
Don't you love that, though?
At full speed.
Don't you love that? Okay, this is random. Like, I interrupt your very important thought to tell you this thing that I've been thinking about. And here I go. Are you just so grateful that time does not stop for anybody?
Expand.
That some things are fair. That God did not make some things to say the rich can have it and the poor cannot. Some of my random thoughts, meditation time, I'll be going into some random thoughts. Maybe because I recently had a conversation with someone that just told me, give me a list of gives and takes. And in that, what I took from that, and it will make sense to some people and it wouldn't. It's like, thank God. I'm so grateful God is not like us. That keeps score of, I give you oxygen, I give you time. That's enough time for you. I'm going to give that to other people. He gives us breath. He gives us time. He gives us grace and mercy. I came in 10 minutes late to this meeting because of traffic, right? Mm-hmm. You as a human, you have a tendency to say, oh, there you go again. But God does not do that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that floors me. It gets into the core of my soul.
Yeah.
That it's not that, oh, your $70 is up, there's no more oxygen for you today.
Yeah.
It's liberal.
Yeah.
And that I just...
stand in awe,
yeah.
of his awesomeness
the
and
generosity.
His love. Yeah, yeah, because if we're like him,
yeah.
and we're not like him at all,
yeah.
but we need to strive to be like God.
Yeah.
You know, we need to just be like that, you yeah. know, because it's just so precious.
Yeah.
In his time, he makes everything so beautiful.
Yeah. Without harassing us. Like as a mother, I tell yeah. my kids, you were late yesterday. I had to wait in the car before you came in, before your practice. I need you to be in this car. I do that. The powerful God does not just now say, I'm striking you dead because I've already given you all these chances. Anyways, that's my deep internal dialogue that makes me go,
this is so beautiful. Thanks for sharing that part. God, I mean, we have to take time, mm-hmm. just be grateful,
yeah.
for what we have, and for grateful for people that are around us. Imagine how God gives,
mm-hmm.
and how God loves without any measure, without anything. There's no measure to it.
Yeah.
He just gives and he loves. He gives you the time, he gives you, but what you do with it is what you
yeah.
do with it.
Yeah.
He just gives it
yeah.
to you, you
yeah.
know? But then you have to like really realize like, okay, I have to prioritize this. This is a
yeah.
gift.
Yeah. You have to know that it's a gift for you to use it wisely.
Exactly, waking up, you know, he's giving you time to just do this, like, hey, to wake up, to work,
mm-hmm.
to make money. It's a gift.
Yeah.
But sometimes we just don't prioritize it. He puts people in your life
yeah.
as a gift.
Oh,
as
on.
A gift.
Come
don't
on.
Take that for granted, mm-hmm. because people are around you. Imagine the people that are around you, people that have stuck by you, you know, in your funk, in your mess, in your ups and downs, in your greatness, in your...
Mm-hmm.
in your joys and sorrows. But God, that's a gift.
Remember that? Okay, so we're fresh up. We've gone crazy a little bit, you and I, a little bit crazy on scripture this quarter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little excessive. Yeah. But let's one more.
One more God thing.
The direction that says, how often should you forgive? Someone asked Jesus, how often should you forgive for the same offense? 70 times 7. Listen, imagine that. Someone was telling me, they're like, I want to be more like Jesus. And I was like, if you really read the red letters, you'll be a badass. Mm-hmm. Because Jesus is not out here nice and meek like we paint him to be. Mm-hmm. He really be spilling the truth. Mm-hmm. Because if someone say, hey, I do right, I do everything, I do good for my world, I do good for my community, I'm not a tax collector, I'm not a Pharisee and Sadducee or whatever. And he said, but how often do you forgive though? And then someone said to Jesus, hey, some people are doing miracles on Sunday. Like, they shouldn't be doing that on Sundays. He said, don't worry about them. You're worried about the external. How about the inside of the teacup? You're washing the outside, but the inside is filthy.
Jesus.
And then that one time when they came and they said, oh, this woman was caught in the middle of adultery. Number one, mind your business. They got the stone ready. They're like, we're going to stone this person. And Jesus said, which one of you is not a sinner?
What about the log in the eye? Like, you've got the log, but then you know what? You've got, like, you're trying to take out
a speck
in someone's eye, but you can't see the log in your eye. You're trying by all means to say, hey, Jesus, this person did that, but look at that log in your eye.
Hey, and then I'll be like,
and you're too quick to judge, you know?
Seriously. So that's it. I mean, even if you don't believe, if you're not a person of faith, if you think Jesus is just a philosopher, he's baddie.
And one of the good books, The Power of Now.
Power of Now.
So he talks about the power of now. He's a Buddhist.
Yeah.
But he talks about the power of now. But guess what he does in some of his speech, in some of his book? He references the Bible.
Yes. Because sure.
So we go back in like, hey, if you don't believe in the Bible, but then there's so much that you can learn from Proverbs.
Principles.
From Psalms, from the life of Jesus himself, from anyone. There's so much knowledge that you can gain from just that book. That book is a book full of wisdom.
Yep.
You know, that was my point.
So we spoke for 30 minutes just to come back to keep on keeping on.
Yeah, let's summarize on that. So keep keeping on. Every time
that's a good connection though. The anchor, really grounding yourself in something bigger than you.
Right.
If you are it,
right,
it's a whole shame. Yeah. If you are the supreme in your life,
what?
You ain't that powerful. Nobody's that powerful.
Yeah. So keep keeping on. Mm-hmm. There's a song. I always think about the song.
Oh,
you know
Jesus.
The song? Mm-hmm. Keep on, keep keeping on.
No, nobody knows that song.
You don't know the song?
Nobody knows
it's
that song.
You do. No. You're from the same era.
Okay.
The same.
Oh, Jesus. But
you know,
sing
I
it.
Can't sing. But
sing it.
Keep
Try.
On, keep keeping on. I think it's Missy Elliott. Keep on. I'm clearing my throat.
Jesus.
Keep on, keep keeping on. Mm-hmm.
Can you play it into the microphone?
Oh, that's a good idea. Let me do that. Okay, so the meaning. Okay, first of all, there's a meaning of it, right?
Oh, Jesus.
I didn't know there was a meaning. Mm-hmm. But keep on keeping on. So would imply that things are not going smoothly and that one should or that one intends to continue to struggle to persevere despite whatever obstacle might encounter.
One might encounter.
So that's like keep on, keep keeping on. Whatever you're going through, just keep on moving. So I'm going to find this song. Keep on, keep keeping on. No matter what struggles you are going through.
Is this how we're ending with the song?
We're ending with the song. Okay, it's MC Light. Why did I say it was, you know MC Light?
I know MC Light. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Do you know MC Light? The question.
but this, I mean, I would just.
Play it.
But I don't know how it starts, right? I've been looking for you since a quarter past. Hot peas and butter, baby, come and get your supper. Before I make you suffer, that's when you had enough of
it. I never heard it before.
You never heard it before? What? Do you know MC Light?
Yeah, I do.
She
rhymes.
You would know the chorus.
Okay, we need to...
Nobody. Leaving time and take home the loot. Choosy about who I let knock my boot. Then let me take sight to your love and the light.
I know the chorus. I don't know the song.
You know the chorus. But then this is, it's, I mean, they probably would sing some, I'm not sure what the song is. Yeah. I need to look at the lyrics to really know what they're singing about.
We just know the chorus.
But it just encourages you to just keep on moving. Mm-hmm. Keep on keeping on. Mm-hmm. Keep on walking step by step by step. Mm-hmm. Don't stop. Yeah. No matter what.
Until your very last day. Keep moving.
Yeah, life is not smooth. Mm-hmm. But keep on, keep keeping on. If you're going through sorrow, if you're going through grief, if you're going through sadness and joy and happiness, and just keep on, keep keeping on, you know, and encourage your loved ones that, encourage your kids that, you know, as they grow older into this world, just tell them to keep on, keep keeping on, keep on moving, keep on going.
Yeah.
Don't stop there. Don't be in bed, like what you said, you know, the friend that would just lay in bed, drink a glass of wine, some, or just like lay and just like, I don't want to move. You have to move because life is going.
Yeah.
It's not waiting for anybody.
And life happens to everybody.
Everybody.
Someone even said, oh my God, you're always having great days. They followed me on social media for like 10 years and they're like, you're always having a great day. That's a choice.
Yeah.
That's a choice of how to respond when life happens. Life is always happening.
Yeah.
Even I tell my kids, if anything happens to me, keep on moving on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I'm not sharing my struggle because I share with God. I share with who's relevant. Mm-hmm. I'm then never the one to go on a public space and say, look, my friend and my husband and my children. No. Like, what is the good in that?
Mm-hmm.
But then I share love and light.
Yeah.
I share moving on. There's no need to look for sympathy from people. Mm-hmm. Everybody is carrying something. But how you carry it, though, you carry it like a baddie.
Hey,
you carry it like a baddie. You offload like a baddie. You keep moving. You keep moving.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep going. Keep pressing.
Hey, that was the first quarter of the year. Now we're moving into the second quarter, which will take us to the half of the year. Set yourself a small goal, of small physical goal for your body, small goal for your mind, small goal for your spirit that will move you towards the middle of the year. And when you get there, you set new goals. Baby steps. Keep on keeping on, one step, one breath, one movement, one positive thing at a time to get you through this thing we call life.
Yes, we love you guys. Keep on, keep keeping on.
Do not forget to subscribe, share, comment, and reach out to us.